when the sun was shining. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I just remind everybody to visit the Devil Radio website. Many of you have called in and asked how you can help support Devil Radio, and we all really appreciate that. There's a link. You can see it up in the menu bar to support Devil Radio. Click on it. It gives you all the details on how you can do it. And also, while you're at it, download the Devil Radio app from our website or from the Apple and Google store. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows. Very clear, very easy. So there you go. Well, what, we still got a lot to talk about in the news. You know, it had always puzzled me, and I looked into it, and now I realize what's happening. Why so few nominees that Joe Biden has proposed to the State Department are going unfilled. 60 ambassadorships. That's very dangerous. 60 ambassadorships. That's the face of the United States in a lot of these countries. And they're being run by staff right now. There's no ambassador. So the leader or the king or the emperor, whoever it is in that country, the president, has really, you know, nobody to interact with. Here is what has occurred. It's one senator, Ted Cruz. And the word in the Senate is that Ted Cruz has a, quote, death grip on State Department nominees. And here's what's gone on. There have only been 10 confirmed to our whole State Department. Now, not everything has to be confirmed. But 405 positions, people, have to be Senate confirmed in this administration over the whole administration. 405. Don't ask me why, that's just the law. There are still 288, including the State Department nominees, who haven't been confirmed. They haven't been confirmed. If you go back before Joe Biden, and that includes Trump, that includes Obama, you know, contentious presidencies back to Clinton, no president has had anywhere near that many people unconfirmed. I think at one time the most was 178 at this point. But with Biden, it's 288. It's very dangerous not to confirm ambassadors. Why is Cruz doing this and how is he getting away with it? He's bad news. He's the dregs. He's the dregs of the Senate. Nobody likes him. Lindsey Graham, a Republican who knows him well, somebody asked him what he thought of, and on the record he said this, Lindsey Graham, and I have no regard for Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham said, if somebody walked in and shot Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate, there would be 99 senators who said they didn't see it. They wouldn't be witnessing. That's pretty extreme, by the way. That's pretty extreme. But a guy in your own party, it's also true. Yeah, Luke, you are circling, Luke. What's on your mind?
I think the quote is even funnier because I think it goes, if he shot somebody in the Senate and the trial was held in the Senate, they wouldn't even convict whoever shot Ted Cruz, I think was like Graham's full quote, which I just find crazy to say about one of your colleagues in your own party.
In your own party.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, so how does he get away with it? The Senate has a pretty high opinion of themselves, and I'm very tired of it because it's not deserved in most cases. Unlike the House with 435 people where you can cut off debate and there are rules, in the Senate, they all walk in, they all sort of get carried in togas, reclining on a velvet couch, 100 of them. And they have damsels feeding grapes into their mouth and all this kind of stuff, and satyrs and, you know, that kind of thing. And then they lie there languidly and wave their hands, and any one of them can stop anything. Now, some things can be overridden by 60 votes. But when you have a 50-50 split, it's like a filibuster, they won't do it. They'll use it just to delay. So what Cruz does is he delays it as long as he can. And then when it looks like he's going to lose on that one, he says, well, you know, I just, as a point of personal privilege, I want another 2 weeks to think about it. And they always give those. And he delays. And he's doing it because he does not like the pipeline that is going from Russia to Germany to supply natural gas. Now, Biden doesn't like it either. I don't like it either. Right now, Russia, if it pumps natural gas into Europe, has to go through Ukraine. And Ukraine can charge fees for that, and it's a source of income for them. We are the major supporter of Ukraine, certainly militarily, and that can never change. Angela Merkel and the Germans want their own pipeline. Now, it's hard to argue that the Germans are soft on Russia after their invasion of Russia and after what happened in the Second World War and the siege of Leningrad, now St. Petersburg. This is just in their own economic interest. So ultimately, what the State Department did, Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, at Biden's direction, they met with the NATO people, and the NATO said, look, we're with you 100%. We are going to send ships into the Black Sea. We are going to hem Russia in. NATO is back. The U.S. is back. But for God's sake, don't hold up this pipeline and say you're going to sanction somebody for letting it go. You don't want to sanction NATO nations. Biden made a calculation. So did Blinken, and I agree with them. Yeah, I would like to force Russia to still pump natural gas through Ukraine so they can get fees. Let's find out how much in fees they're losing and figure out a way to make sure they're made whole. And there's no chance that Russia and Germany are going to form an alliance. Zero chance, believe me. But because of this, this is Cruz's ostensible reason. That's not his real reason. His real reason is to get in the paper, to command the microphone. And his real reason is to try to slaughter anything that Joe Biden does that would make Joe Biden look good at all, so that Ted Cruz can run for president in 2024. Ted Cruz ain't going to get elected. He's loathsome. People are not going to vote for anybody they loathe. Everybody from his freshman roommate in college is loathe the guy. But this has got to stop. And Moscow Mitch and the rest, the minute that Ted Cruz proposes any delay in an appointment, they've got to muster 10 Republicans to shut it down. And if he wants appointed personal privilege and continue it for 2 weeks and then another 2 weeks, they don't care about 2 weeks. They don't care about 30 days. They're on Senate time. They're languid and they're lying on velvet couches. Knock it off. You weren't Roman consuls in Caesar's time. You were not. You're elected, and you should be doing our work, you idiots. Should be doing our work. And then he's nominated all these people, and 288 of them, Biden, still unconfirmed, including 60 ambassadors and people in critical jobs in the state. Knock it off, idiots, knock it off. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Morning, Matt. I was listening to what you were talking about, and, you know, in whole, if you draw a conclusion on everything between the Democrats and Republicans have to be held accountable for all their actions, from passing out guns like candy to not wearing masks when they don't feel like it, to not liking the election that didn't go their way, to not liking this and not. They want all these rights. It's my right. Yeah. You do have rights, but with rights come responsibility. And if you can't act responsible, well, then you can't have the right. Those laws or those things they're trying to circumvent are costing us taxpayers, us Americans, billions with a B in litigation and investigations and all this wasted time and energy chasing all their little conspiracy theories. There, if you really start reading about some of these ideas these crazy people have, and then we waste time in trying to give them accountability. I think we have to say, you're costing us too much money. We're going to have to do like a Mo Brooks deal, like I think Eric Stoller with that lawsuit. You're going to be held accountable. And you're going to have to, you know, pay for this one way or the other. Either you resign or you start paying for all these, you know, Jimmy Jordan, you know, and all his crazy investigations. Have any idea? Do people even understand the cost of that? So, again, thanks this morning for letting me speak my piece. You have a wonderful day, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill, as always. And, you know, you use a phrase that's very important. With rights come responsibilities. And the funny thing is, when I was growing up, the Republican Party said that all the time. you know, whether it came to welfare benefits or anything else, they'd say with rights come responsibilities. Well, let's just start with COVID. Let's just start with masking and getting the vaccine. Yes, you have a right not to wear a mask and not to be vaccinated. And yes, you have a right and so on. But with that come responsibilities. This is not like you're just turning down bypass surgery on yourself and you're the only guy that's going to be hurt. You are infecting other people. You're infecting children under 12 years old. They can't get a vaccine. And you go, well, the Republicans, they don't get that sick. Well, if they get any sick, that's bad. But increasingly, they are getting sick and they're in the ICU. Does anybody care? Does anybody care about kids in the ICU? For Pete's sake. And they are costing us a ton of money. All of these lawsuits are being paid for by taxpayers. And when they sue municipalities, they have to hire lawyers. This has got to stop. We're going back to the lines. Steve of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Thank you so much. Man, I appreciate what Bill said so much. This is incredible.
Yeah, Steve, we're looking forward to what you have to say. We're going to a break in a little over a minute, so if you can boil it down, and I'm pleased you're calling. What's in your mind?
I will boil it down to Mitch McConnell stating that we are going to defy anything the Democrats, particularly Obama in those days, do. They didn't just declare it. They swore it. That has been their mission and their agenda, and there is no platform. And it is time for smart-minded people to stand up.
That is an excellent point. And a lot of people don't remember it. And I want to emphasize what Steve just said. Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, back when Obama was president, said, we're going to shut everything down. They had the majority. We're going to shut everything down. We're not going to let anything get through to try to destroy him. And then we can take the presidency back. That's not patriotism. That's not patriotism. That's hurting the country deliberately. They also said that if Hillary Clinton won in 2016, they would not confirm a single Supreme Court justice in her entire term. And now with Biden, they're trying to do the same thing. And he's a little more experienced. And he knows some of these guys and he helped ram through the infrastructure. But I'll tell you what, they are not patriots. Steve, that's an excellent point. Thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.